Okay, let's begin our discussion of the second parak, Yerushalmi Shkalin Daf Yud Aleph, and we are at the beginning of the parak. Just one hour I wanted to mention from the end of the last parak, we had different deos about what the kalbonos are used for, whether they follow the same uses as the shkalim, the carbon of sibur. That was a Meir shita, and that was l'shitasa, because the Meir says that the kalbonos are a chi of daraisa. So it all goes to the same pot, and therefore the kalbonos also go to the carbon of sibur. Reb Shimon Shizuri, and Reb Elazar, and the other days had different. Reb Elazar says they all go to nedava. That's the ketz mizbeach, the olos given at the time when the mizbeach is kind of quiet. In the summers, Rav Shimon Shizuri said it's used for the plating, the gold plating within the Kodesh Kadashim. And Ben Azai said, and the Yesh Omrim said it was given to the money changers, either for their services or for their travel expenses. That was all the different deos. So Rav Shimon Shizuri said it was used for in the Kodesh Kadashim, as we mentioned, that, you know, it's beautiful and it's made to be beautiful even though nobody ever sees it, right? The Kohen Gadol once a year, and the Mishnayos talk about, you know, if there's ever a tile that needs to be fixed or something else that needs to be fixed in the Kodesh Kadashim, which how did anybody ever know? They checked every once in a while, or the Kohen Gadol, when he happens to be there out of the corner of his eye, he catches while he's doing the Ketores, some type of tikkun that needs. Either way, but we know that this is the source, the Kodesh Kadashim with the Aranin is the source of all, source of everything in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, we've noted this, quotes the Ashita, right, that Aron is in the bottom, is buried under the Kodesh Kadashim, right? That Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Bayis Rishon, he already built underground passageways in order to put the Aron there, and Yoshio HaMelech, more than 100 years before the Churban, he put the Aron down in the belly of the Kodesh Kadashim. Or if Soloveitchik wondered why the Rambam says that. Why does the Rambam say that? Because there are different opinions in the Gemara, Maseches Yoma, about exactly where the Aron is. Was the Aron taken back to Bavel? Or was the Aron buried? All the different opinions where the Aron is. So I asked Rav Soloveitchik, why did the Rambam take a view on the historical machlokas? Who cares where the Aron is? Wherever the Aron is, well, the Aron is, and we'll, you know, we'll worry about it when we have Bayis Shlishi. So why exactly does the Rambam have to tell us where the Aron is? Or Soloveitchik explained that he thinks it's a halachic issue. It's not just a historical machlokes, but a halachic issue that having a Beis HaMikdash makes no sense unless you have an Aron at the center. The Aron with the Luchos and the Torah at the source, that is the Mekadesh of the Kodesh Kadashim. And we know in the Bayis Sheni, the Gemara tells us in the Bavli, in Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph, that there are five differences between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, based on the word, the letter Hey. I think it's in Chagai. A pasuk in Chagai, it says Vi'i Kavda without the last Hey, so it's Vi'i Kaved. So it's missing the Hey, so that's a remez of the five things that are missing in Bayis Sheni. One of them is the Aron, meaning the Kodesh Kadashim, as we're talking about here, the Tzipui, right? It was empty. It was empty. So it was empty. So as for Soloveitchik, so where does the Kedusha come from? The answer is it comes from the Aron. Where's the Aron? The Aron's there. It's just underneath the ground. It doesn't have to be above the surface of the Beis HaMikdash. It could be even underneath, and that's why the Rambam has to quote that shita that it is buried underneath, because all kedusha flows from the Aron, and that's why it flows from the Aron. That's what he says, even in a shul in a Beis HaKnesses, right? All kedusha flows from the Torah in the Aron. If there's a shul without an Aron, without a Torah, if there's a office that they daven an office building where they daven mincha every day, but there's no Aron, there's no Kodesh Kodashim there. So the Rav Soloveitchik felt that room does not have the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. It's a makom that of avoda, makom avoda where they daven, but it doesn't have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses because you don't have the source, which is the Aron and the Kodesh Kodashim. The Rav Soloveitchik felt that was also, and this we had a shiur on recently. That was also the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, where he discusses the difference between the first Kedusha and the second Kedusha. The first Kedusha, Kedusha Rishona, that was Kitshel Aselavo for the Makam HaMikdash. Once Shlomo HaMelech built it for Bayis Rishon, then Har HaBayis, Makam HaMikdash has Kedusha forever. But the rest of Eretz Yisrael lost it by Kedusha Rishona, once it was a Churban, and then we got it back when we came back for Bayesheni, and then it was never lost. And then it was never lost. So for much has been written about the Shita of the Rambam, why is it that the Kedusha Rishona for the Beis HaMikdash was forever, but the Kedusha Shnia was not forever, but it was forever the second time? So Rav Soloveitchik, there are many answers, but one answer is that Rav Soloveitchik said, well, the Rambam puts those two things together in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes Vav, Halacha Tes Zayin. The Rambam first says, you should know that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, that Kedusha was forever and ever. And then right afterwards he says, but regarding the rest of Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha did not last for Bayis Rishon, but did last for Bayis Sheni. Because the first one, if you remember the Lashon, the first Kedusha for the rest of Eretz Yisrael was based on Kibush, and Kibush could be lost, undoing of the conquering, but Chazaka, settlement cannot be, is not lost, right? Once Bayis Yisrael settled, and they had permission to go there, and they settled, there was no war, so that lasts forever. So, again, the big question the Kesem Mishnah asks, without answering it, what's the difference between the first and the second, Bia Rishona, Bia Shnia? So Soloveitchik at one time suggested maybe it's connected to the other halacha. Because the Rambam says, why is Bayis Rishon, why is the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash forever? Kedusha of the Makam HaMikdash? Because that's totally on Hashras HaShchina. That's totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu resting his presence there, symbolized by the Aron and the Kodesh Kodashim, Torah as the Ratzon Hashem, and everything flowing from there. So that's why that's forever. The rest of Eretz Yisrael was not totally on that. That was based on Kibush about the conquering. But says the Rav Soloveitchik, the second Beis HaMikdash, what was that Kedusha based on? So he said amazingly, he says, if you think about Yeshua's conquest, Yeshua went from out to in. He went from out, he conquered Yericho and Ai, and went from out, in, until he further, until you got to the midpoint, until he got to Yerushalayim. The second Bia, the second going in and Aliyah, it started the opposite. First, Nehemiah and Ezra, they all went, Ezra came later, but they all went to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, and then they expanded out from there. Meaning that the Kedusha flowed from the Makam HaMikdash. So the root of that Kedusha, and the further out it got, it was more diluted in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, but it was all Harchavas Makam HaMikdash. And if that's true, that's why the Kedusha stayed forever, because the root of that was the Aron in the Kodesh or under the Kodesh Kadashim, and that's the source of all Kedusha, the Torah. And that's what that's why we had to take this Makom, so make it so special, even though nobody ever saw it. It had to be plated with gold-plated material, because that was the source of it all. So even though we didn't see the physical beauty, we had to know it. And maybe that's why, one of the reasons we had the Shimon Shizuri says, you know, we have to, you know, use the extra kelbonos for beautifying this makom, which was the source of all the kedusha that surrounded. Okay, let's get to the second parak. Says the Mishnah here, parak mitzarfin. We did parak, the first parak, be'echad ba'adar, now parak mitzarfin. Mitzarfin shkolim darkonos. So, as we will learn, and as we might have touched on already, they set up, the Batei Dinim set up shofaros, set up collection places everywhere throughout the land. Right? Not everybody had to go to Yerushalayim. If you live farther out, way out, so then you sent it with shluchim, as we'll see. But throughout the land, they set up places to put the shkalim. And it was, and especially the places that were farther out, it was heavy. Everybody gives Masa Sheka, there was a ton of money. So, says the Mishnah, they were allowed to change those shkalim onto more valuable coins so that they could carry less. Right? The shkalim were silver, so you could change it onto gold so that you could carry less. Mitzarfim, shkalim, darkonos, you're allowed to change the shkalim, the silver shkalim, into darkonos. Gold darkonos, mipnei masu yadarech. Right? And because of the weight of the way. Right? Like we're familiar with the concept of din daraisa, of pidyon maaser sheni. If it's too much to schlep the maaser sheni up, so therefore you can change it onto money, bring up the money, and buy, food in Yerushalayim. So here too, mitzarfin shkalim le darkonos. The Rambam says it's 1 to 4. Right? Every darkon is 4 maaser shekels. So it was really a quarter of the weight. Quarter of the weight that was, they were able to do in this way. So mitzarfin shkalim le darkonos, bevenei masu yaderech. Kishem, and then the Mishnah adds, maybe this is connected to what we just said. Kishem shayu shofaros b'mikdash kachayu b'medina. Just like there were collection pots, there were shofaros. Why is it called a shofar? Because it was shaped like a shofar, right? These containers, it was fat on the bottom and skinny on top. It's like an upside, like a fat part of the shofar on the bottom so that nobody could steal. nobody could take it out, like stick their hand in. So with a tiny little opening on top, they put it in, and it got bigger on the bottom. That's why it's called shofaros. But that's the, just like there was shofaros in the Beis HaMikdash, so too in the Medina. The Mefarshim here on the page, the Karban Eda, and the others, quote the Machlokas Rashi Rambam, which we mentioned earlier in the first parak. And that is, whenever it says Mikdash in the Mishnayos and Medina, what does that mean? Right? So there's Mishnayos in Maaser Sheni, and in Rosh Hashanah, and here, in Shkalim. What does it mean, Mikdash and Medina? So according to the Rambam, Mikdash means Yerushalayim. Right? So Mikdash means Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah is telling you, just like there were collections in the Mikdash, which means in Yerushalayim, so too the collections outside of Yerushalayim in the Medina. Right? That's what the Rambam would say. Shar Arei Yisrael, as the Karban Eda says. The Rashi would say, and the other Mefarshim, no. Mikdash means Mikdash, as you would have thought, and Medina means Medina. And therefore, according to Rashi, this means, just like they were in the Beis HaMikdash, so too Medina means in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim. But maybe not farther out. Maybe you had to get the coins to Yerushalayim, with messengers, but not, there were no shofaros set up there. No shofaros set up there. Tiglan Chadatin quotes Rashi's Deya, that it was set up in the Mikdash, Umedina Hainu Bechalayara. So he quotes a little of both. Right, Mikdash means Mikdash Mamish, that's like Rashi, and then Medina means B'chol HaYaros, which might be like the Rambam. Again, it's not against Rashi. Medina can be Yerushalayim and everywhere else. Why does the Tikkun Chatan not just say Yerushalayim, like the Karban Eda says? Because the Yerushalayim, he says, Lo Hayu Tzrichin, the Shofaros Hayu Kipas Lo Lech LeMikdash. Right, what were these Shofaros for collections, so you don't have to schlep it. If you're in Yerushalayim, just go to the base of Mikdash. You don't need shofaros in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Yerushalayim and other places. Just go to the Mikdash. So the point is, outside of Yerushalayim. So again, so sometimes, what's that reflecting? Sometimes you have to know based on the context about what Mikdash and Medina means. It might not be the same machlokas, in all of the Mishnayos. Okay. B'nei Yair, Sheshilchu Shekleyem. So what happens? People from, far away sent their shkalim with shlichim. V'nignevu Osha Avdu. And it never made it. Never made it to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, it was stolen on the way. There were bandits. It was a danger. Kala drachim becheska sakana. Right, it's dangerous on the way. Remember, Yaakov Avinu knew that. Right, the karo ason. He's worried about Binyamin. Why worried about Binyamin now? Because on the way, it's makam sakana. So, what happens if it was stolen or it was lost? So, what's the halacha? Meaning, do I have to give another shekel? Meaning, there's 2 points. Number one, are they responsible? Are the shomer responsible? But let's say the Gemara is going to talk about this. What type of shomer we're talking about? What type of shliach we're talking about? How much responsibility of guarding? But let's say they're not going to be responsible for whatever the case is. Do I have to give another shekel? That's a nafkamina. So it depends. In nitrama truma, if the truma was already nitram. Remember in the Beis HaMikdash, three times a year, before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, they went into the big collections and they took from those big, piles to use to buy for the carbon of zebra, but to buy the animals. So, says the Mishnah, if my shekel was already on the way, and then they did the truma with my shekel in mind, right? This shita, the Gemara is going to say, this Mishnah is holding, that when they did the truma, they had in mind all the shkalim that were asitin ligvos, the shkalim that were already on the way. So then it's ki'ilu, my shekel was already belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. Because when they did the truma, it was ready on the way, so they had this in mind. So in that case, I'm done, I'm okay, I'm exempt. I don't have to give any more shkalim. Because it was ki'ilu, mine was there. So, and then it was stolen. And then it was lost after the truma, when they had me in mind. So that's why it says the Mishnah, nishban l'gizbarin. Right? The shlichim just go to the Beis HaMikdash, they swear to the gizbar. They swear to the gizbarin that the gabbais of the Beis HaMikdash that you know, they had it, and it wasn't their fault. And these, the Bailam don't have to give a new shekel. Don't have to give a new shekel. Right, look in the Tiklan Chatzin on the bottom. Im nitrima truma minakupos shayu tarmin l'tzor karbanos shalat gavial asar likvos. So right, if they did that first. So nishpam l'gizbar, nishluchim l'gizbar, the shluchim swear to the gizbar. Tohoel v'nitrima truma alamos halalu kodim shenevdu. Since there was hatramas, or trumas halishka, before it was lost, Hari nasu ki'ilu hayu b'rishus ha-gizbarin. It's ki'ilu was already in the rishus of the Beis HaMikdash. Mishash and Ishrima, that moment it was already covered. And therefore, u'birshu samnignivu. It was as if it was stolen from the Beis HaMikdash. I already sent it. Right? It was lost to the Beis HaMikdash. Hilkach Nishpan l'gizbarin shvuas hashomrim. That's why they swear the shvuas hashomrim. Shvuas hashomrim to the gizbarin. Of a ramam toin v'nitan. Mishpatim. V'im lav, and if not, and meaning what? If it was stolen before the truma was done on behalf of my shkalim, so then it was as if it was stolen from me. It was stolen from me, never got to the base of Migdash. I gotta give another shekel. V'im lav, nishban l'bnei ha'ir, so the shlichim come back and swear to the people who gave the shkalim, u'bnei ha'ir shoklin tichtachtayim. And the bnei ha'ir, they give another shekel. They give another shekel. What can you do? They give another shekel. The shlichim apologize, but it's dangerous out there on the road. What happens if at a later point, after they sent a second shekel, then the first shekel was found, or the ganavim did tshuva, right? It's Nisan, and, you know, they want to do tshuva, or whenever it is. Elav elu shkalim, they're both shkalim, but don't think you're okay for next year. Vein olam lehem l'shana haba. It doesn't count for next year, right? You give an extra shekel, but it doesn't count for next year, but they're both considered shkalim. You don't get anything back. Okay. Good. So the Pashup Shad, as we'll see, maybe the Gemara is going to change this. Pashup Shad of the Shvua that is taken is a Shvua Sashomrim. Right? A Shvua that I did what I'm supposed to do, and it wasn't my fault, and, what could I do? The Rambam discusses in the beginning of Hilchas Toin V'Nitan, the Rambam just mentions, elsewhere also, there are three Shvua Daraisas. Right? Three Shvua Daraisas, the Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchas Toin V'Nitan. Right? There are many, I could make whatever Shvua I want. I swear that whatever, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. That's a personal shvua. That's a shvua sarashus. But a din da'araisa, right? A shvua da'araisa. When Bezdin is going to make me make a shvua, there are three. As the Rambam says, the beginning of the story of Nitan. Ein l'cha m'chuyiv shvua ben atara chutz b'shlosha. Three shvuas. Number one, mod b'miksas. As we know from Mesechas Shvuas, Mesechas b'metzia, mod b'miksas, misha hodeh b'miksas ha'metaltzlin. Number one. Number two, shvuas eirechad. Right, I have one aid that says you owe me money. If I have two aid, then you have to pay me. If I have one aid, come l'shvua. You have to swear that you don't owe me money. That's a shvua is, an aid is powerful enough to make you swear. There's a lot of, discussion in Lumdis, you know, right, we hold, and if you don't swear, mitoch sheni yachol shava mishalim. So is that rooted in the aid? Right, or is that some other type of chiyav? So that's number two. Shvua's ma make that shvua's aid echad. And Shvuas HaShomrim. Shvuas HaShomrim. Vashomer. Within Shvuas HaShomrim, there are different parts. Right? Shvuas Lo Shalach Bayad, Shvuas I washed it properly, and Shvuas She'ena Bershusi. The Gemara says at the beginning of Bamitziah. There are different parts within Shvuas HaShomrim. And if I'm a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar, I swear differently. Right? If I swear as a Shomer Chinam, it was stolen, well, Shomer Sachar would be chayiv if you swear like that. So, but those are the three. Shnemar Shnemar Shari Nomar, Vashomer Shvuas Nefiyah Ben Shneyem. For Abiyarnu, the Kolachan Mishlashton, Nishba, Viniftar Milashalim. We know the three Shua Daraisas are Nishba Viniftar. Nishba Viniftar. Aval Kol and Nishba Vinolin, that long Mishnah, Mesecha Shvuas, that has a list of all the cases of Nishba Vinotel, those are all Shvua Darabanans. Those are all Shvua Darabanans. Nechbal, Nigzal, Pogim Shtaro, all of those are Shvua Darabanans. Darabanan later on says there's something called the Shvua, there's a lower level Shvua Darabanan called the Shvuas Hesis, that's also Nishba v'Niftar, that's a different type of Shvua. Different type of Shvua, that's, later on. Darabanan talks about that. Okay. So that's the Shvua that's in the Mishnah, where the Shluchim swear to either the Gizbar or to the Balabayas, that he did his job and he shouldn't be chayef. He's not responsible. Says the Mishnah Gemara. The Tzarfish call him Darkonos v'chulu. Why do you change them into Darkonos? V'yasuo son, Margolis. Change them into pearls, which are even more expensive and you have less to carry. Right? Why do you go from silver to gold? Go from gold to pearls. Margolis. Shem, so Gemara answers no. Shem a tazil har Margolis. Because maybe it's going to go down in value. Because we're assuming that gold is not going to change so much and gold is not going to go down. But pearls, the Gemara is assuming maybe that's more, you know, flexible and more risky, and therefore you know don't want to be too risky for Hektish. V'nimsa Hektish Mafsid. Ki Zadina L'Kam Tamon, like we learned elsewhere, like we learned in the Mishnah in Bechoros. The Kula Niftin Mekasef V'Shava Kasef. The Mishnah in Bechoros talks about when you're allowed to change things into Kasef. Or Shava Kesef, something worth money. So Shava Kesef. Shava Kesef can work for most things. A man gives, right, under a wedding, at a wedding, right, what does the first Mishnah condition say? Hishanikneis, Kesef Sharobia. Kesef. Kesef is also Shava Kesef. What do we use today? We use Shava Kesef. Right? A man gives a woman a ring. A ring is Shava Kesef, not Kesef. So we use Shava Kesef for marriage. You can give anything. A man could give a woman a computer, right? Anything for the, but we use a ring. Going back a long time. But so Shava Kesef is used for many things. Chutz min hashkalim. Shava Kesef, you can't give something worth machzor shekel for shkalim. Can't give him Shava Kesef. Special din. The Ein Podin, this is not in the Mishnah now, but this is in the Tosefta. The Ein Podin Bekalim, and you can't be Poda. What can't you be Poda? So not 100% clear here. The Ein Podin Bekalim, if you look in the Farshim, some say it means Meiser Sheni. Others say, we're not talking about Meiser Sheni. If you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says, Ve'ein Niftin Bekesef, Mishnah in Bechoros. Okay. Even Poda Bekalim, Amar of Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak, why can't you be Poda Bekalim? Let's say he's talking about Meiser Sheni, according to some, he's talking about Meiser Sheni. I forgot exactly where, I think it was in the Pnei Moshe. Shema Yazilu Akalim, Nimsa Hektish Mafsid. Why can't you use Kalim in certain cases? Because you're worried the Kalim's going to go down in value, and then what you redeemed it for is going to lose. So whatever that context was, we use the same Svara here by Shkalim. Vachanami, Shema Tazel, Hamar Golas, Nimsa Hektish Mafsid. Right, maybe the pearls will go down in value, and then Hektish would lose. Good. There, I was going to bring it, but if you look in the Hakdama of the Nesivis on Choshen Mishpat, so he talks there about Elav Elodiv Elokim Chayim, and he says, you know, you have so many different opinions because sometimes he said it's like searching at the bottom of the sea in the clams. You have to search 10 different clams in order to find the pearl inside, by the for Margolis. Find the pearl inside. So he uses that as a mashal to elu ve'elu, right? You have to search through the empty clams in order to oysters, whatever they are. I've never been involved in either of them, or I don't have any desire to. But wherever the pearls are found, right? So the empty, you search the empty ones, which is an extreme mashal of elu ve'elu. That's saying what the other shitas are empty. In order to find the MS, there is a lashon of the Drasha Saran that you're looking for the one that's MS. Most Mefarshim assume that there are different levels of MS, right? There's not one empty one and one pearl. They're all pearls, right? Some are more expensive pearls than others, but they're all pearls. But I guess that's reflected here. The pearls have different values. And here, talking about the values going up and going down in this case. Period. Kishem shayu shofaros b'mikdash v'chulu. So the Mishnah said, just like there were shofaros in the Mikdash, so too in the Medina. The Mishnah later on, we'll see, talks about 13 shofaros in the Mikdash. There were many, because when you went to the base of Mikdash, you want to donate to all different things. I want to earmark this for ABC. So two of the shofaros, one of them was marked New Shkalim and Old Shkalim. Tiklan Chadatin and Tiklan Atikin. Right? Tiklan Chadatin, as we know, this, Rav Solmishlev's commentary is called that. The new Shkalim, Tiklan Chadatin. So there were two. So Gemara says now, Masisa b'Tiklan Chadatin. Right? When the Mishnah lists off that there were different shofaros in the base of Migdash, outside the base of Migdash, all over, that was for the new Shkalim. This year's Shkalim, Tiklan Chadatin. What happens though, if somebody, I don't know, he's a procrastinator and he never got to give his shekel, but he still owes it from last year. So he's gonna, and it was, he or maybe it's still this year, but the third Truma already was done already. So he's really late. So, that's called an old shekel. He still got to give it, but it's an old shekel. But says the Gemara, they didn't have those collections throughout the land, right? To that, you got to go to the base of Migdash. Well, particularly Atikin Lobada, right? That's not. When the Mishnah says that there were shkalim, there were collections all over, but Medina, that's only for the new shkalim. The Tiklan Chavatin, not for the Tiklan Atikin. V'tani Kenan, we learned in Ebraisa too. Atikin b'Migdash, ain't Atikin b'Medina. The old ones can be given only in the base of Migdash and not in the Medina. Period. So the Mishnah said, what happens if on the way something happened and you lost your shekel, it was stolen from the shliach or was lost. The Mishnah is talking about a shermachinam. Shermachinam has the least responsibility, as we know. And therefore, if it was stolen or lost, they're potter. Right? That's the pashup shot of the Mishnah. They're swearing that it was stolen or lost, they're going to be potter. That's only by a shomer chinam. So the Mishnah is talking about a shomer chinam. Asisa b'shomer chinam. Aval b'shomer sachar lo b'da. We're not talking about shomer sachar. Because if a shomer sachar, he's going to be chayiv. He's going to have to make up the difference in that case. Amar Rav Abba, No, I feel the same Rebbe Shomer Sachar. Maybe even a Shomer Sachar. Why? Because we're talking about cases of Gneva Vaveda of Ones. Nignavu Ballista Mizuyim. Nignavu here means armed robbers. Right? Armed robbers, Shomer Sachar is also Pater. That's called Ones. And therefore, they'd be Pater for the list of Mizuyim. Avdu, Bimisha Tavas, Finasa Bayam. Avdu is not just a question of, oh, I lost it. I left it outside without guarding it. No, the ship was sunk. Whatever it is, which seems like, right, they sent from faraway places and you're on a boat bringing the shkalim. Right? It's mashba, they sent from, far away in Chutz Laaretz. So that's a case of Ones. Ois of Ones. Good. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to Shomrim, but, for now we'll continue. So, Ibn Trimachum of Achulu. So, what do we say in the Mishnah? If it was stolen or lost after the Truma was done, after they went in and did the Truma from the Shekel, so then it's fine. It's Keilu was already in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Bailam don't have to give another Shekel. The Shlichim swear to the Gizbarim. Right? And then if not, then they swear to the Bailam. The Amar of Yusta, Bar Simon, Asya, Kamanda Amar, this Mishnah is assuming, like we said, Kamanda Amar, Tormen ala Gava, Yivala Asir Ligavos. Right, the Mishnah is assuming that when they did the Truman, the Beis HaMikdash, they had in mind all Shkalim that were already on the way. The check is in the mail, right? The Shekel is in the mail and it's on the way. So as long as it's Ki'ilu, they have that in mind, this Ki'ilu belongs to the Beis HaMikdash already. It's already there. Baram, Bat, Kamanda Amar, Ein Tarmin. We're going to switch to the gears a little bit to go with the Karban Eid and others. Kamanda Amar, Ein Tarmin, Ala Govli, Vala Asili Gavos. But according to the other opinion, that says that you don't have in mind everything in the future that didn't come yet. Lobada, then you don't say this. Meaning, according to the Manda Amar that says you don't have in mind anything on the way, then no matter what, it's not Ki'ilu, it's already belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So until it gets here, it belongs to the Bailam. So if it's stolen or lost on the way, then the Shluchim go back to the Bailam and swear and they have to send it another Shekel. Right? That's according to the other, opinion. According to the other opinion. It's always Bishur's Bailam. Period. So says the Gemara, there's an implicit question here. If you look at the Mefarshim, we have a Mishnah in Shavuos that says, you don't swear regarding Hekdesh. Right? Ein Yishbon LaHekdesh. Right? Remember, there's a couple of exclusions that always come up together. Karka, and Shtaros, and Hekdesh. Right? Beginning in Merubah. Right? So what kind of swearing is going on here? The Shluchin, let's say in the case of again, the Truma happened, but the Mishnah says the Truma happened before the Geneva Aveda, so they swear to the Gizbarin. What do you mean swear to the Gizbarin? There's no swearing to Hekdesh. That's based on Psukim. Right? By Geneva, Vagunim based on Ishlam based Hekdesh. It's a different context. So, how does the Mishnah say that you swear to Hekdesh? These Gizbarin, these Shluchim swear to Hekdesh. Three answers. Number one, Amar Rebbe Lazar, the Rebbe Shimini, it's reflecting the Shita of Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon says, Rebbe Shimon Amar, Kachim, Shuchai, Bachri Yusan, Kinechas of Haim. Rabbi Shimon says, Kachim, Karbanas, that Amchai Bachrayas. What's the case of Amchai Bachrayas? Remember the Mishnah in Megillah, Neder versus Nedava. Nedava, I say, this animal is going to the, as a Karban. What's Neder? I hereby promise to give an animal as a Karban. So what's the difference? If it gets lost or stolen. By a Neder, I'm responsible. Rabbi Shimon says that a Neder, that's considered yours. Neder shachah b'achar yusan, even though it's already hukdash, but it's considered yours. Why? Because you're responsible for it. What's that called in Talmudic language elsewhere? Davar hagorim l'mamon. Something that is gorim mamon, even if it belongs to the mikdash, but if I'm responsible for it, and if it's lost, I'm going to have to pay for it. That's called a davar hagorim l'mamon, kimamon dami, which means, according to Achronim, it's mine, in a certain sense. So therefore, that's why they swear. This is a davar hagorim lamamon for these shlichim, right? If they wouldn't swear and they'd be responsible, they'd have to pay for it, right? So even if it's inherently, objectively not mine, but it's considered mine because, so that's Rabbi Shimon, again, a huge topic. Davar hagorim lamamon, the Rishonim all over, Bali Tosfos all over, try to connect. Remember we said recently that Breira, Asmachta, and Tanai all go together? Davar hagorim lamamon, Garmi, and Hezek Sheino Nikar. Those three sugyas all overlap. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig always like to put those three together. And the Rishonim discuss, what's the difference? What do you need Davar Hagorim Lamamon for? Isn't it just Garmi? Right? Which is damaging something and you're missing something. Right? Garmi is known as Rabbi Meir. Davar Hagorim Lamamon is known as Rabbi Shimon. Okay. But that's all. Number one. Answer number one. It's like Rabbi Shimon Shita. So therefore, the shkalim adavar gan lamamo. Number two, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, divrei akoli. No, it's divrei akol. Mishum shvuos takana. It's a din derabanan. It's a din derabanan to protect hektish. To protect hektish, it's a shvuah derabanan, says Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara just says, let's go to the carbon edis girsa. Right, we're next to where we are. Al daiti Rabbi Yochanan nicha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's all din derabanan, I understand. Nishban le gizbarin v'yavlam, nishban le b'nei ir. They either swear to the Gizbarin, if the Truma happened already, and if it didn't happen yet, you swear to the people. Mishum Shvuas HaTakana, it's all a Durabanan. Ela the Rabbi Lazar, but according to Rabbi Lazar, the first answer, that it's Rabbi Shimon, it's Davargan Lamamon, Nishban L'Bnei Ha'ir, so if you swear to the B'nei Ha'ir, right, if the Truma didn't happen yet, U'Bnei Ha'ir Shoklam Achayim Tachtayim, so then they have to give another one, Hadihi, to Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon. Ela Nishban L'Gizbarin, but what's the purpose of the Shvuah swearing to the Gizbarin? Right, Gizbarin, Mayav Detayu. Right, Gador Gar Lamama is all about, I'm going to be putter from something, and that's going to create a ptur or a chiyav. So, what's the purpose, according to Rabbi Lazar, what's the purpose of the swearing to the Gizbarin? Right, what's the, you know, if you say it is, right, look in the carbonate, the Vacharach Lebrusha, Rabbi Lazar. Kivan Deina Gizbarin Chayavim Bachrayas, the Gizbarin and Achayav Bachrayas, right, they're not going to have to substitute. So, it's Hektashus Ninu. Then it's, if you're swearing to the Bialim, then you understand. They're going to have to give another shekel instead. But what's the purpose of the swearing to the Gizbarin? They're not going to have to be responsible to substitute. So what's the purpose of that shvua, even within the world of Rabbi Shimon? So that is a question. So the Gemara answers, you're right, a third answer, back to the Gemara. We reject Rabbi Lazar. So nishboin l'bnei ha'ir b'mamad Gizbarin. No, the point is they always swear to the Bialim. The question is, are the Gizbarin going to have to be there? Right? That's the difference. The swearing is the Bnei Ha'ir. But, do they have to be there? Kihecha del Lechshadinu. So that the Gizbarin aren't choshe then that they stole the money. Inami del Lechshu Leposhim, or they just think that they're irresponsible. So the Shvu is always to the Bialim according to this Pshat, but it might be in front of the Gizbarin. Again, if the Truma already took place, it has to be in front of the Gizbarin. If the Truma didn't take place yet, it doesn't have to be in front of the Gizbarin. Why? Because the guy's going to have to send more shkalim anyway. So what do the Gizbarin have to be there for? So that's the three answers. Okay, we'll stop here.